Second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 291 for April 20th, 2015. That's right, 2015. I don't want you to get a little mixed up here. The first hour was a rebroadcast of my Yom HaShoah special of 34 years ago in 1981. And this second hour is going to be a rebroadcast of the second hour of a Yom HaAtzmaut special from 1994, 21 years ago. So the first one was from 34 years ago, and then this is much, much more recent, from 21 years ago. And I'm here in 2015. I think you're going to enjoy this second hour. Please allow me to read to you a letter to the editor that I sent to several Jewish papers, and I... Of course, you know my feelings about Israel and so forth, but the title is Worse Than Capos. I'm reading you my letter. This past Thursday evening, I attended two very moving Holocaust memorials in Manhattan, one at Touro College and the other at Fifth Avenue Synagogue. My thoughts were riveted on the question as to how could this have happened? Fresh on my mind were recent incidents that shed some light as to how and why it could happen again, despite the slogan, Never Again. 1. J Street has met with Mr. Obama and has encouraged him to withhold his veto at the United Nations concerning Israel. Yeah, yes, that's true. Jews, J Street. Number 2. The New Israel Fund encouraged the Israeli Supreme Court to allow boycotts against Israeli firms. It was interesting that the court finally ruled that those boycotts are illegal. New Israel Fund was not happy about that. 3. Jews support Mr. Obama's dangerous agreement with Iran that guarantees them the bomb with which to destroy Israel and America and threaten the entire free world. In my mind, these Jews are simply modern-day capos, ready to participate in the destruction of Israel and the death of countless Jews. However, I realize that identifying them as capos is not accurate. These Jews are much worse than capos. Many capos were forced to cooperate with the Nazis under threat of having their families butchered or sent to the camps. But the current crop of traitors do not have such threats hanging over them. These traitors actually freely, without coercion, support the destruction of Israel and the death of Jews. The words of Rabbi Meir Kahane ring so very, very true. I can take care of the Arabs and other anti-Semites, but it is the Jews that are the problem. No sense in believing Never Again. History is repeating itself before our very eyes. Okay, that was my letter. You know how I feel. I don't like to mince words, as you can tell. Okay, it's time to go back to the program. This is, again, the second hour of a few years back for Yom HaAtzmaut. A few years ago on Yom HaAtzmaut, I had a brief commentary which is somewhat, not somewhat, is right on some of the comments of Yosef Bedansky. It's about 90 seconds, and I just want to go back to April 14th of 1990 and just listen to these few words. Douglas Feith, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense and a Middle East specialist on the National Security Council staff in the Reagan administration, wrote recently in the Jerusalem Post, and I quote, "We need to move beyond the land for peace concept to a clear recognition of the essence of the problem. That is, the passionately held belief rooted deeply in the vivid religious and cultural consciousness of most Arabs that Israel is illegitimate and that no Jewish state, no matter how large or small, should exist in Palestine, which is Arab land. I want to repeat that because I think that this is the essence. This is the issue. He says we need to move beyond the land for peace concept to a clear recognition of the essence of the problem. That is the passionately held belief rooted deeply in the vivid religious and cultural consciousness of most Arabs that Israel is illegitimate and that no Jewish state, no matter how large or small, should exist in Palestine, which is Arab land. He goes on, Israelis will not soon forget that when Iraq seized and devastated Kuwait, the Palestinian Arabs en masse exalted Saddam for having done to Kuwait what they wished to do to Israel. They celebrated Saddam's boasts to turn Tel Aviv into a crematorium and literally cheered from the rooftops during Saddam's Scud attacks on Israeli civilians. These comments were from 3 or 4 years ago, and it's amazing how nothing seems to change. I think that we must be realistic in terms of facing the fact that Islam calls for the destruction of the state of Israel, that the PLO in their covenant calls for the destruction of the state of Israel, and they've never renounced it. This was one of the foundations of this so-called peace process, and I don't think that we can expect Arafat or the Muslims to ever renounce their covenant calling for the state of Israel to be destroyed. The thing that we must realize, Jew and American, non-Jew, all of us, is that this is a religious war. This is a jihad, a so-called holy war. And we must not be lulled into some false sense of security or thinking that by giving land or by signing a piece of paper with these powerless leaders of these nations, that somehow or other we are buying peace. If we just review the situation in Egypt, Sadat was killed, clearly because he made peace with Israel. And Mubarak, we know, is teetering, perhaps. We know that many of his key officers have been killed by the fundamentalists. The rising fundamentalism in Egypt is something that we read about constantly. And who knows what will happen after Mubarak. And let's see how good that peace treaty with Egypt where that piece of paper will be in terms of forestalling the jihad from the west, the western borders of Israel. Well, I know that things somehow or other seem bleak, but we've witnessed many miracles in our time. Just the creation of the State of Israel itself certainly is a miracle, and It isn't going to just survive by miracles, but this next election somewhat reflects my feeling. I'm sure it reflects some of yours. It's Al Tira Yisrael, Fear Not, O Israel, be sung by Moshe Hillel. It's an uplifting song where we are reminded that with courage, strength, and the Lord, we have nothing to fear. Al Tira Yisrael.
ברח לו יעקב מפני עשיו, אל דודו לבן נשא רגליו, ראה שם בהרים כבשים ואיילים, כי הוא איש תמים יושב אוהלים, יושב אוהלים. אל תירא ישראל, אל תירא, כי יגור אריה לא אתה, ואריה עם אשתה, כי לא יירא, כי לא יירא. ישראל עתירה כי גור אריה לא אתה ואריה ישחק מי לא יירח ורחל הוא עבד שבע שנים כל בוקר יאמר לעינייך יונים אך אוי לו בבוקר כי זוהי לאה אמר לבן ליעקב וזו הפירה זו הפירה אל תירה ישראל אל תירה כי גור אריה לא אתה ואריה נשאה כי לא יירה אל תירא ישראל אל תירא כי גור אריה לא אתה ואריה נשאג מי לא יירא מי לא יירא אך מה זה קרה עם תיר האל מאז מדף ימיו כקדם בישראל ואיך שלף חרבו ובשם האלוהים מכעמים רבים זה התמים זה התמים אל תירא ישראל אל תירא כי גור אריה לא אתה ואריה נשאג מי לא יירא מי לא יירא אל תירא ישראל אל תירא אריה לא אתה ואריה נשאג מי לא יירא מי לא יירא אל תירא ישראל אל תירא כי גור אריה לא אתה ואריה נשאג מי לא יירא מי לא יירא
Thank you, Rabbi. Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Athion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. These days between the festivals of Passover and Shavuos are marked by the observance of Sfira, counting the days of the Omer. We begin counting immediately after the day of the liberation from Egypt till we count for 49 days, at the end of which we celebrate Shavuos, the festival of receiving the Torah, marking the climax of the liberation. There is a famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidism, a Jew should always attempt to find in everything one sees or hears a lesson and guide to a better service of the Almighty. This is true of everything one sees or hears, and is certainly so with regard to the festivals of our Torah, which contain important instructions for us in our daily lives. Let us examine one such vital lesson that is taught by the festival of Pesach and the observance of Sefirah. For centuries, the children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt in a bondage of body and spirit, and were in great danger of assimilation. In fact, they had descended to such a low spiritual level that when Moses brought them the message of their deliverance from Egyptian bondage, they did not listen to him because of lack of spirit and hard labor. However, after their liberation from enslavement, they attained, in a comparatively short time, the highest spiritual level a human can reach. Every man, woman, and child of Israel was fit for divine revelation at Mount Sinai, worthy to receive the highest knowledge, an inexhaustible source of wisdom and faith for all generations to come. This shows that every person is capable of rising from the lowest depths to the loftiest spiritual heights in a remarkably short time, if only he or she has the sincere and wholehearted desire and will to do so. The children of Israel had such desire and will. When they learned of the real purpose of their liberation, the receiving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, they were impatient for that moment and counted every day in eager anticipation of the event. For this reason, we too count the days of Sfira, recreating the feelings of our fathers in our own hearts. What was said has an additional encouraging message for everyone. When a person displays a resolute will to rise above their level, God helps them to achieve their goal by freeing them from all handicaps which stand in their way, so that every Jew can fulfill their soul's mission on this earth. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.
That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Ach Tzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. And on behalf of the rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya, which is now at 8 o'clock. And if you'd like directions for that, you can give me a call here at 201-761-9768. It's 201-761-9768 here at the studio. From the Shacharis weekday morning service, just prior to the Shemona Esra, is Tzur Yisrael. Rock of Israel, arise to the aid of Israel and liberate, as you pledged, Judah and Israel. Our Redeemer, Hashem, Master of Legions, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Blessed are you, Hashem, who redeemed Israel. Let's hear Yossele Rosenblatt with Tzur Yisrael.
Go, Yale,
Yisro Rosenblatt with Tzur Yisrael. Brief notice. This coming Wednesday evening at the Young Israel of East Brunswick, Carol Pollard will be there to discuss the situation with her brother, Jonathan, concerning her brother, Jonathan. As you know, it had been scheduled a few weeks ago, but due to inclement weather, it was postponed. So this coming Wednesday evening at 8:30, the Young Israel of East Brunswick, it's very easily reached. It's on the corner of Riders Lane and Dunham's Corner Road. Once again, Carol Pollard will be at the Young Israel of East Brunswick Wednesday at 8:30. Well, this recording is from the early 30s. It's Cantor Mordechai Hirschman with V'hoya Ba'acharis Hayomim. And it's certainly very appropriate that we play this during this special for Yom Ha'atzma'ut. This is a composition of Cantor Pinchas Jasinowski and was written in honor of the opening of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem in 1925. It starts out, it's actually from the prophecy of Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Of course, the last few words of Isaiah's prophecy, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Lo yisa goy el goy cherev, velo yilmedu od milchama. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Let's hear this beautiful composition chanted by Cantor Mordechai Hirschman. V'hoyo ba'acharis hayomim.
Harita yomim, vite sol, har voi som leiti. Vahani tois ehem, limaat me.
That is such a lovely, lovely recording. Isn't that magnificent? Mordechai Hirschman with V'hoyo ba'acharis hayomim. And we certainly pray that the words of Isaiah, his prophecy, shall come true. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. It's always nice to take note of a simcha, of a wonderful event, and I'm very pleased to congratulate my dear friends Arnie and Myrna Young on the occasion of their 35th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Mazel tov, and you should have many more years of happiness and good health together, and keep getting all that wonderful nachas from your children and your grandchildren. I'm envious, and I am so pleased that that you have such pleasure from your children and from your marriage. Again, to Myrna and Arna Young, great friends from Clark, 35 wonderful years together. Should have another 35 years together in good health. I dedicate this next selection. I know that, Arna, you're a great fan of Yossele Rosenblatt, and this is from Tachnun. We will be resuming Tachnun this week on Wednesday, and again with this theme of Yom HaAtzmaut, it's appropriate that we play Shomer Yisrael. O guardian of Israel, protect the remnant of Israel. Let not Israel be destroyed, those who proclaim, Hear, O Israel. O guardian of the unique nation, protect the remnant of the unique people. Let not the unique nation be destroyed. Let's hear Yossele Rosenblatt, Shomer Yisrael.
Shomer Yisrael.
Yesler Rosenblatt with Shomer Yisrael. And the last part of that prayer is Mizratza Barachamim. Let's hear Mordechai Hirschman. Mordechai Hirschman with Mizratza Barachamim. Rosh Chodesh falling this week. Let's hear Pinchas Morenstein with the Rosh Chodesh benching.
Ay, 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 ay.
That was Henoch, not Pinchas, Henoch Bornstein. And that was the Rosh Chodesh benching, which actually began this evening and is tomorrow and Tuesday. Well, we say Hallel, or Hallel is said for Yom HaAtzmaut, and let's hear the brachas for Hallel with done by, again, a favorite of ours, Cantor Mordechai Hirschman. Is from Hallel, and now let's hear Moshe Genshoff from Hallel, Mor Oshiv. It's supposed to be working.
Moshiv Ladoshem Kol Tagem Olam.
Ganchoff with Mor Oshiv. Our last selection will be Avinu Sheba Shemayim, Prayer for the Welfare and Peace of Israel. Heavenly Father, grant peace in thy holy land and everlasting happiness unto all its inhabitants, so that Jacob shall again be in quietude and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. This is Cantor Joseph Malavani.
Oh.
Well, we're back to 2015. I hope you've been following all of this. This is Charlie Bernhout. I hope you enjoyed this these 2 hours. And just to give you a heads up that on March 10th, I'm going to be at Ohep Tzedek on West 95th Street, 6 o'clock. It's Sunday, and I'll be giving my Yustler's World presentation. I'm lining up something in Teaneck, something in Passaic, and some other venues, so you're all going to get a chance to hear it. So hope you enjoyed the programs, as I said, and I look forward to your coming back next week. So shalom, everyone.